US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Ender. Thank you. All eyes on the US and might be for some time yet. How many days have we got left? 75 or 76 days left of this, is it?
Too many.
Whoa. Morning, Bob.
Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey, on a busy news day here. The big vaccine news from the American drug maker Pfizer this morning has electrified the medical, political, and financial worlds.
This is a momentous occasion.
That is Dr. David Agus with the University of Southern California reacting to Pfizer reporting its COVID-19 vaccine appears to be more than 90% effective. Pfizer, based in New York and working with its German partner, says no serious safety concerns have been observed during tests on more than 43,000 people in six countries. Dr. Art Kaplan heads the medical ethics program at New York University and expected the early vaccines to be no more than 50% effective.
These early reports that they're up to 90% really mean you can make a dent in the epidemic.
Democrat Joe Biden, in his first move as president-elect, established a 13-member coronavirus advisory board, which will suggest actions for Biden to take as president on the pandemic.
I will spare no effort to turn this pandemic around once we're sworn in on January 20th, to get our kids back to school safely, our businesses growing, and our economy running at full speed again, and to get an approved vaccine manufactured and distribute as quickly as possible to as many Americans as possible, free of charge.
Word of the new vaccine sends stocks already rallying globally on the Biden win, soaring on Wall Street today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average racing about 1,600 points up out of the gate. The Dow gave back about half of that during the trading day, but still closed up 834 points, almost 3% positive. As Joe Biden makes plans, Donald Trump is digging in, not conceding the election, with some of his aides claiming he never will. Instead, his growing army of attorneys is upping their long-shot lawsuits. Some Trump allies, Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz among them, want their man to stay tough.
President Trump should not concede.
At this point, we do not know who has prevailed in the election.
This morning, Trump tossed out his defense secretary, Mark Esper, whose relationship with the president had sharply deteriorated after breaking with the commander-in-chief on using troops against protesters. Replacing Esper on an acting basis will be Chris Miller, who heads the National Counterterrorism Center. And Milsey, given the forthcoming change at the White House, Miller won't be the Pentagon chief for all that long.